Warhorse by Michael Morpurgo. To begin with, I found the mists hovering only in the depths of the craters I passed, but after some hours I found myself increasingly surrounded in a thick, smoky, autumnal mist, through which I could see only the vague shades and shapes of light and dark around me. Almost blinded now, I relied totally on the ever more distant roar and rumble of the bombardment, keeping it all the time behind me and moving towards the darker, more silent world ahead of me. Dawn was already brightening the gloom of the mist when I heard the sound of hushed, urgent voices ahead of me. I stood quite still and listened, straining my eyes to find the people to whom they belonged.
"Dan 2, get a move on, lads."
The voices were muffled in the mist. There was a sound of rushing feet and clattering rifles.
"Pick it up, lad, pick it up. What do you think you're about? Now clean that rifle off and do it sharpish."
A long silence followed, and I moved gingerly towards the voices, both tempted and terrified at the same time. "There it is again, Sarge. I saw something. Honest, I did."
"What was it then, son? The old German ruddy army, or just one or two of them out for a morning stroll?"
"Weren't a man, Sarge. Not even a German neither. Looked more like an horse, or cow, to me."